Hey everybody, welcome to another segment of Tony's show, and today we are going to be in the inner space, outer space, interdimensional space. We're just going to be space, the final frontier, where no man has gone before, or where everything has gone before except us. It's interesting. Today I was getting information, and one thing led to another. And we got into all kinds of different things and themes, and we are going more sci-fi by the day. Every time I look around, it's like we got AI, a space force, which has just been enacted, which are going to be doing exercises on. I don't have the link today. It'll be on the next show. Maybe I can get more information and see. But basically, they're going to be targeting satellites. Now, I'm looking at this thinking, wait a minute here. Whoa. We have a Space Force in outer space targeting satellites that are transmitting data and all kinds of things. And so the key word here is transmission of data. So what would be the highest volume of data going across the planet right now? And that would be the internet. And I know a decade or so ago, they were talking about crashing the internet, putting in a brand new backbone, so now it can be completely controlled. And who knows? Now this is speculation. I don't have any concrete evidence, but it leads me to think this is what this is really all about. Controlled data stream. So we no longer will have the capacity to have freedom of speech. See, freedom of speech is a dangerous, dangerous commodity to a new world order whose whole basis of control is censoring free speech or the ability to express oneself. And over the decades, we've lost more and more of our ability to free speech. In fact, if we say anything derogatory that may have to do with race or ethnicities or religion, it's considered hate speech. And this has become the acceptable term to use to indicate something that isn't acceptable in a new world order. See, you can't control racism. It's impossible. Either you like somebody or you don't. And if you hate somebody because of the color of their skin or the religion they believe in or the ethnic background they come from, you're going to do that anyway. Whether or not you'll be able to express it doesn't matter. In fact, it would be better if it was expressed. Then at least you can see where it's coming from. But because it's been silenced and squelched under the thumbs of those in control, now you have an underlying festering wound that's just getting more and more by the day hardcore. And this is what is now being allowed. What's being allowed now is Black Lives Matter movement, which has nothing to do with the Negro population, nor does it have anything to do with anybody of color. This is a organized criminal group that's been put together by governments to create disturbances and to use the so-called racial card to create diversity even further. And more fear and more anxiety among everybody. I have friends of mine who are of color, and they don't buy into this bullshit either. They know it's bullshit. And a lot of people know it's bullshit, but a lot of people won't express it because it might sound politically incorrect. But these are thugs. When you see what they've actually accomplished, they have destroyed the inner cities where people who have lived there try to improve the environment in the inner cities, had their businesses destroyed, and these were people of color. I saw one thing there that kind of ticked me off. This big guy, big brute of a guy, hit this woman with a 2x4 that was like not even, she was probably 110 pounds soaking wet. This guy's probably about 250 pounds. Like you really needed a 2x4 to hit this woman. But they created this dynamic and they exposed that dynamic again to create an emotional response. And when we see everything that's going on today, this is what they're targeting. They're not targeting the rational part of our mentality and our capacity to think. They're targeting our emotional response mechanism so that the artificial intelligence can take a reading on our emotional response and then continue to use these things in order to stimulate an emotional response rather than a rational one. We're no longer in that realm. You know, I remember, like I said, growing up in the 60s, 70s, racism was a problem. It was a bad problem. It was huge. And I grew up in a setting where I was a minority among minorities. I never had a problem at all, period. I didn't go looking for trouble and I wasn't trying to start trouble. But there are those groups, there were some in the groups that looked for trouble, irrespective of their color. Light skin, dark skin, didn't matter. The people had an attitude that was put there as a result of misguidance. And as a result, there was this continual stress, continual fear, continual angst that no matter where you walked at any given point in time, you could have been assaulted and badly, maybe even dead. That's the environment I came out of. And like I said, I didn't go looking for problems. In fact, a lot of my friends were of color. So, you know, and we all had a way of communicating with each other. And like I stated before, we all used the N-word. Everybody used it. But again, it had nothing to do with race. It had to do because we were slaves. Let me reiterate that. But today, you can't even go out there and say anything to anybody about anything. Now, whether that's good or bad, I think it's better than what it was. But now, the ones that are provoking the unrest are allowed to do so under some kind of racial bullshit and has nothing to do with the race. Nothing. But everyone will be led to believe by the media, because the media is nothing but a bunch of bullshit and a lie, that everybody who's of that configuration is now involved with this. This is far nothing further from the truth. Nothing. They again, and I keep telling everybody, the best thing you can do to stop a pandemic, to stop an epidemic, to stop a spread of bullshit, is turn off the frickin' TV, because that is such a pile of shit. It's not even funny. I wouldn't let any kid today watch television. Nobody. No kid. Unless the programming had to do with education, like mathematics, science, perhaps some kind of real spirituality, or real godly way of living, something of that nature. I hope I don't start a trend, and then the word godly becomes inert as well. But the point is, the training that a child should have, if it came from that media that actually had something substantial to offer, then it would be well worth watching. But instead, the whole thing is nothing but a program. That's all it is. This pandemic, this fakery, this effery that they have created could never have succeeded without television. Could not have even got off the ground. But while they have everybody convinced that some boogeyman is out there that doesn't exist, meanwhile, back at the ranch, they are now creating all kinds of wonderful things behind the scenes that nobody's paying attention to because they're too busy trying to figure out what mask they're going to buy, what hockey team they're going to put on their mask, what baseball team, basketball team, football team, what sexual status they're going to put on their mask so they can wear it, or some number or identification or some color configuration. I mean, this stupidity is unimaginable. Unimaginable to think that we are in the year 2020 and Society as a whole is dumb as a bag of rocks and has digressed beyond belief. They're saying today, I was reading something, that the standards of living in America has declined. Well, really? Why would it evolve? There is no atmosphere for the American way of life to evolve. It has to devolve. Everybody's too busy believing the prophet called television that's prophesizing what the general stance is by those who are in control of the media. Imagine that. You got people controlling the media that have absolutely no moral fiber to them whatsoever. No standard of anything other than, you know, let's get everybody become depraved. Let's everybody become immoral. Let's propagate the flesh nature. Let's just continue to push in ways and areas that will make a person worse. And let's get them all believing in a lie. Let's get them all believing in a fakery and a make-believe nothing. You know, some of you listen to the show say, well, someone's telling me today, well, what about those people in New York? So what about the people in New York? That's all fake. I mean, I can't get over how gullible people are in believing the television. This astounds me. I grew up watching cartoons. I grew up when television was still black and white and we were transitioning to color, and Bonanza was like the first TV show that was in color. And Walt Disney came out with their little color scheme, and it was all Technicolor, if some of you remember that far. But we all knew it was fake. We all knew it was just some distraction. You know, even the game shows that we were watching back then were all about, again, programming us to think in the way they wanted us to think. They were testing the intellect of the American public at the time. And then they started controlling the way people thought. We are in this mess because we listen to the wrong prophet. Television. That's one prophet that should be hung and shot. You know, shot and pissed on. That is one thing. You know, I remember reading back in the 80s, they brought television to some part of Asia. And after they brought it in, people were all excited and they started watching the television programming and they were watching all these things on television. And the families took their television out of 8-story buildings and they were throwing them out the door, out the window. You poof, you know. And they said, no, they ain't coming in our house. You know, they still retain their family values. Whether that's still going on today or not is another story. You know, but the point I'm trying to get across is nobody should be believing television. Nobody. When you hear a politician get on television, turn the dial, because they're going to lie to you anyway. They're going to make everything look all peachy and creamy, and it's falling apart. Canada is rapidly devolving in just Canada alone. You know, all the things that are going on with our government and how the government's trying to, again, take away everything from us here in Canada, they're trying to turn us into another Australia. Look at the Declaration of Emergency when you see this. There's no grounds for any of it. None. Zero. But the media, the CBC, that piece of shit, that thing kept on propagating the biggest lie going. And a lot of Canadians watch the CBC. They either watch it because they're watching a hockey game on there, or they watch it for the news. You can't trust the CBC. That is basically a nothing but a con. You know, it's if we're looking at the CBC part, con, bullshit, and more con. That's what it is. And we're paying for that network to operate, and so we're expecting it to give us the truth, and it's nothing but a front for, again, false prophets. This is part of the false prophet nonsense that we have been attenuated to. You know, we've been tuned in and programmed. And I know this is going to sound hard for a lot of Canadians, but turn that bloody thing off. It's nothing but bullshit anyway. Even the American networks, I mean, that's nothing but a circus down there. Anybody can see that. And the thing about the circus, it's spread all over Europe. all over the Baltics, all over the Middle East. The Middle East is loaded with the circus over there with the television. I mean, the Middle East has bought into the nightmare called the American Dream. They have never had any rest since they bought into it. They would have been better off to turn off the television, and they would probably would have fixed the issues that they have in their country instead of watching the lunatic box. I got friends of mine who are Chaldean, and they own a restaurant. When I go into their restaurant, they got the Middle East, they got newsfeed satellite from the Middle East. And they show you all these war-torn buildings and the destructive effect of what's going on there. And then in the middle of all that, you got a television network that is spotless. Spotless. And I'm thinking to myself, what a load of bullshit here. We are telling people that this is such a horrific area that's been blasted to kingdom come, and yet this television network stands strong with, you know, and is aesthetically pleasing, and it looks very, you know, sophisticated. Is in the heart of this. This, again, doesn't equate. It's a lie. So, like I said, you know, we really have to understand that television today is nothing but a means of programming. They're teleporting the message through your eyes, which is going into your brains, which is then programming you. Turn the damn thing off. It's nothing but a piece of shit anyway. It's garbage. You're not getting edified by it. You're basically being put into more stress, more fear, more anxiety. You're having ulcers over the stupid bullshit that you're hearing. COVID, this, COVID, that, COVID. I mean, COVID, really? COVID. A vaccine identifier, that's all it is just a code that is now being propagated as a death, is causing death. It's such horrific bullshit. No, certification of a vaccine is telling, they're telling everybody, oh, you're gonna die, oh, you're gonna, oh, Jesus. And I go to places, everyone's got these masks on. Nobody, why is it? Again, I'm a dumbass. I really am. I gotta be a dumbass, because I cannot understand why anybody who's got a health issue is not taking advantage of the exemptions. I don't get that at all. You got a heart problems, you got diabetic issues, you got respiratory issues, autoimmune disorders, and you have the means not to wear a mask and you still want to put it on? Grow a set of testicles. These are your rights. This is well within your rights to use these things. And I had someone say, well, they won't let you in the store. I said, I go everywhere with no mask. I go to Canadian Tire, I go to No Frills, I go to Food Basics, I go to Metro, I go to Superstore, I've been to Value Village, I mean, just about anywhere, home hardware, gas stations, I mean, show them you're exempt. Quit listening to that frickin' evil false prophet that's sitting in your living room. Turn the damn thing off. Strip it down for electronic parts and get rid of it. It's just junk anyway. You know, what does it do? You come home from work, even if you have a job. I'll talk about that too. There's been some now in California, because of the so-called corona nonsense, they have eliminated jobs and are now allowing machines to do the jobs for what people used to do. See, this has been such a front to transition everything into some form of automation and artificial intelligence operation. What's going to happen to the people now that have lost their jobs? They're all going to join the military. Young 30-year-olds today, 25, 30-year-olds, will not be able to find a job. A, they're not qualified to do anything but punch a number on a cell phone anyhow, most of them. So what will happen is the military will offer them some kind of opportunity to come in and get trained, and then a major war will break out in the middle, probably more than likely the Middle East. That's where they seem to want to start all this bullshit anyway. And a lot of those 30-year-olds will get slaughtered. because a lot of them don't have enough brains to tie their shoe with Velcro, but if you give them a cell phone, they know how to take a selfie. They'll get out there, they won't be trained properly, and they will get smoked. People will be slaughtering each other from all walks of life. And this is one way to do away with the population overload, because you won't have any jobs to offer them. So the best thing to do is get rid of them. This is what they did in World War II. You know, when World War II came around, there was a global recession or depression going on. Same with World War I. And so what happened, they started a war and they killed off all these people so that now the numbers would go down. So now you had enough jobs to be fulfilled by the people you had. And people worked long hours. All the wars, even right down to the Vietnamese War, war in Afghanistan, the war in Iraq, you know, the wars with Gaddafi, you know, the stuff that's going down in Central America. This all had to do with culling the population so that the jobs that were in the country could be fulfilled, and there wouldn't be this excess amount of people that didn't have jobs because they're dead. Now, in America, and in Canada, we have exported all our prosperity across the planet. We're now taking pension money and investing in a country that's producing something that we can produce here in Canada. It's astounding how we're ready and willing to give away our prosperity and the things that make us prosperous for this ideology of helping everybody being equal. I don't have a problem with helping other countries, but not at the expense of getting us in a state of poverty equal or surpassing them. They're getting wealthy and we're getting broke. This makes absolutely no logical sense. A country that cannot sustain itself becomes dependent on other countries, which means then they become dependent on the dictations and policies of those countries because they don't have their own autonomy. Now, I was reading earlier today that Xi in China and Trump in the United States are trying to slow down the war machine. The Rothschilds and the Illuminatis and all these things want a war. There's a Asian group called the Li in Asia that are similar to the Rothschilds and the rest, and they too want a war. And Trump and Xi are trying to stop this from happening. Now, it all depends on who's got the most affluence and power. Trump just came on, I was watching something that Trump said about the cabal and how their resources are unlimited. That's what the political will is fighting. And then you got the politicians who are accepting bribes from these institutions that I just mentioned to further put people in a state of compromise and chaos. Why hasn't some of these Democratic governors in the United States been removed? Treason against their own country, their own state. I'm at a loss. Same in Canada. A lot of our premiers should be in jail right now for the obstruction of justice that they have created, the misinformation they have distributed, the misleading and misguiding of the people into believing in a contingency of some sort of a epidemic that doesn't exist. There was the president or premier of Belarus, he said they offered him $925 million to institute martial law in the police state and the wearing a mask. And he told them, in his own way, Chuck U. Farley, or FRO. Now, how long he's going to live, who knows? How long he's going to be in power, who knows? Because these people will not take no for an answer. And they'll create a civil unrest in his country where he'll have to now deal with an up-and-coming opponent that they would have set up so that they can remove him from power and put their puppet there in place. That's what we got right now. We got puppets. We don't have politicians. We have puppets. Politicians are liars and corrupt enough, but these are puppets. They don't care. Okay, someone offers you $925 million, almost $1 billion, and you're saying no. That means you can't be bought. That's a lot of money and power. But see, this is the problem with this. That these governors and these mayors and these political scammers, politicians, scammer, pretty much the same, don't understand that once they have everything in place, they have become expendable. They will no longer be required. Services are rendered, and now it's time to remove any paper trail. And that's what happens. They get removed. Now, I'm going to sort of switch direction here. See, I started off with tech, Space Force, Internet. Artificial intelligence now can activate genes. Now, we've been saying that to you for how long? That the AI networks can now activate your genetic code through nanotechnology, nanobiotech, or whatever, or some other means of frequencies. So now, when a frequency is assaulting you or attacking you, whether you're a targeted individual or not, AI can now activate the genes. We've said that for how long? They've now come out with it saying the same thing. We have to recognize that they are upping the ante into the warfare against mankind. Terahertz amplifiers with graphene, they're now making the terahertz signals, or the 6G signals, even stronger as a result of the graphene that they're incorporating with it, because you have to understand, carbon on a nanoscale, in any form of it, has absolutely zero resistance. So now, if you put the right schematic in, you have now something that can be hyper supercharged. That's why I tell everybody, don't be using the carbon C60. You'd have to be an idiot to consume it, and you have to be an idiot to wear any kind of shungite on you, because now the terahertz will use the carbon C60 in the shungite to amplify the frequency that you will now get assaulted with. They're not playing games here. They're not playing games at all. And they mean business in how they're going to assault you. If they don't get you with the vaccine, they will get you with the frequency. If they don't get you with the frequency, they're going to come after you with their artificial intelligence bots, dogs, bugs, mavs, whatever. If they can't get you with those things, then they'll come at you with drones that can fire photonic weaponry, directed energy weapons. So this is what you're up against. This is what you're up against. Your gun is nothing but a pea shooter next to this technology. Even if you hit them with a slug, say even a 50 caliber, the machinery today has the capacity to repair itself. It may knock it down, but it'll come back up again. Better than new. And it may fortify its carbon matrix to create a carbomer or diamine material, which means then your high power projectile will just bounce off of it. Like I said, this sounds like sci-fi, but when you look and understand morphology and how morphology works, whatever you hit it with, if you can't disengage it completely, it will come back stronger, more sophisticated, and will have a better means of defense. So this is something that you need to recognize. They are no longer going to hold back. They're out there to wipe out population, and they have started already with the elderly. The coronavirus cannot hurt most of us because we already have an immune response to it. We're already exposed to it back in 1963 to 1965. So anybody from that era of time would have had the immunobody to protect us. So this bullshit that they released didn't do anything to anybody, especially if you're in your 60s, late 50s. You might have got hit with some sort of respiratory issue going on, and that could be from the chemtrails or from a 6G assault. So I don't talk 5G. I think 5G is a waste of time to even mention it. 6G is where everybody needs to start paying attention. 6G can hit you anywhere, any place, anytime. 5G can't. You can be in a lead-shielded room, and 6G will take you out in a lead-shielded room. So like I said, you need to recognize what's going on with 6G and how 6G is in place already in some places, targeting people. And when the vaccines come out, which I'm going to also speak about, I got two links on there about people being tested with the COVID-19, the certification of vaccination of AI that was made in 2019. Have had some serious repercussions. One had a spinal issue, and the other one just became deathly ill. And as I stated, they've already done they've used these things already in tests, and 40% of the population wound up dead. Dead. This is why I say those people that are crazy about masks and all these things, I hope you line up first, because you will be dropping dead. More for me. I always say that. Kind of mean it, because I figure if you're this stupid, and as I stated before, nothing this stupid is meant to live, then there will be more for the rest of us. Provided the elite don't steal it. But you have to have a rock in your head to actually volunteer to be tested by this untested material. Like I said, total ding-dong. You're told, how much stupid can your head hold? This is the way it is. Who would do such a stupid thing? So you have that going on as well, with that. And I believe there was another, I think they were in this year. On AstraZeneca, also had, like I said, these are the two that you'll see, and regarding to these trials. There's no way they can produce anything this safe, this quick, unless they already had it in place, which I don't think they did. Not fully, anyway. So you better be careful when it comes to vaccinating your children. They may wind up dropping on you. Now, somebody sent me another link with more statistics of how many people are dying and the results of what's causing their death. And when you look at it, it's a war against mankind. When you look at the statistics of all the people that died from vaccines and other medical disasters that they've incorporated, you begin to recognize and realize, after a while, the reason why nothing has been cured in the last 60 years is because they've been trying to eliminate the bulk of the population and trying to salvage what they can for organs being transferred, blood, whatever, so they can resell those parts to people that can afford to spend $70,000 to $80,000 for a genetically made part that would fit your body. Now, in New Zealand, they're planning on using towers to transfer energy. And I said that a few shows ago, that they're going to be using frequencies as a form of energy production. Why use hydro when you can fire a frequency that will give you electricity when it converts from microwave to electricity? Again, that can be done. And it reminded me of Atlantis. Atlantis had did the same thing. They had set up the towers, and they had jacked up the towers so that they would release a frequency to power their science. And what wound up happening, because the towers weren't high enough, they caused the continent to literally collapse from underneath itself, and it was no longer to be found. Now, I hope this doesn't happen in New Zealand. I hope that the whole concept of New Zealand, like I said, will sustain and maintain. But this is something that everybody needs to understand, that if something can go wrong with using frequencies as an energy source, it can happen. And if the discharge of those frequencies go the wrong way, you could wipe out literally cities with these things. Each tower has a 500 kilometer circumference that they can assault. Remember that. And we got probably tens of thousands of them in Canada alone. So like I said, it's good that we, you know, tech is going to be something that you're not going to jump into anytime soon, because tech, getting into tech, can be suicidal in regarding to the effect of technology. So keep those things in mind. And remember, like I said, anything that has to do with the telecommunications of any kind has been designed to program you. This is what it's designed to do. So, another doctor has also, again, talked about the masks, and again, about how futile they are, how inept they totally are, and so I won't belabor the point, because again, it's like the fourth or fifth doctor. And this is my point. I told somebody today, I said, why are Canadians just listening to the Canadian doctors? These guys are morons. They're absolute morons. And a lot of them are going to say whatever they're going to say so they don't lose their licensing. You know. Or they've been bought off and paid for. You know, like I said, it's where we are at today in regarding to ethics and morals and other things. We even have Quebec now, quarantine. I stated that the quarantines are going to be, you're going to see people missing in the quarantines. This is coming, and they've already now starting this thing. What's going on in Canada? Canada is a great experiment. We have multiculturalism. People pretty well are associating with each other relatively good. And each province is basically a country of its own. It has its own idiosyncrasies. So as a result of these idiosyncrasies, Confederation held Canada together, but Canada was sort of under an umbrella, but they were we have isolated countries is what we really have. So in these associations, now each province can now conduct its own experiments. Now the west coast of the California and whatnot have been hit with directed energy weapons. And what they're doing with the directed energy weapons is they're driving all the people in the rural communities into the major hubs. They're going to burn everything down to the ground that's out in the rural areas to get people to relocate. Well, the same thing will happen in Canada. We have a lot of little villages and towns that are on the outskirts of a big major hub. Now, it won't take much to get them to move if they get assaulted. So you can almost expect this to go on, but then each province is now conducting its own experiment on the political realm. They're pushing to the hilt what they can violate under a charter, under a constitutional law. And now this thing about quarantine, this is the idiocy here about quarantine. What are we quarantining against? When we look at the Canadian statistics, if you got hit with the coronavirus, not COVID-19, which is such horseshit, coronavirus, you have a 99.97586% of surviving. The numbers are astronomically in your favor. So what are we going to be spreading here that requires a quarantine? Nothing. This is basically an exercise to take control over people, to round them up, and to make them, and to give the impression that the government now has power and you got nothing. We never really had nothing, but now they're showing you how much nothing we really have had. Sounds like a play on words, but it really isn't. We never had a vote. We never had any real choices. What we had was shopping, the illusion of choice. You can go to Walmart, Kmart, Sears, and any other box chain store, Costco, you know. We never had a choice, period. Choice was just an illusion, like everything else, an illusion. And we are now in this illusion, believing that the government has our best interests at heart. They don't. Look at Trudeau. He spent I don't know how many millions of dollars to propagate some sort of sexual deviation of a statue of some kind, in, you know, that represented a perversion on a sexual level. Now, if we talk sexually, it's considered to be inappropriate, right? It's it's sexual harassment or sexual whatever, sexual deviation, whatever. You know, if you mention sex, you mention part of a woman's anatomy, it's considered, you know, improper speech. I can't remember the terminology, but anyway. But now the Prime Minister of Canada can take money and spend it on some frickin' deviant idol. Then you wonder why I'm pissed off. I mean, I'm seeing our country being run by a bunch of demonic deviants, you know, Lucifer's children, children of Belial. They are running this country into the ground. And those of us who are fighting are fighting. Those of us who are not fighting need to get into the fight. We don't need to lose Canada. And we need to break away from all UN ties to the United Nations. And get rid of that transgenic reject from a test tube. What the bloody hell is that? Like I keep saying, what does it have to do with telling us how to? I mean, you're going to wear sex while you're having, where you're going to have a mask while you're having sex? Really? This is her idea of sound medical advice. The Chinese are laughing at us. The Chinese are thinking, what a bunch of morons. We can tell them to stick a cork up their ass, and they're probably going to do that too. And you watch, that'll probably be next. To believe this fantasy, you'd have to be under a form of hypnosis or asleep. It's like I said, totally astounding to me that this has gone this far. Now we have provinces like Quebec and Ontario and Alberta, especially Alberta. They're driving the province into a police state. Now Alberta wants to get rid of the RCMP. They want to have their own police force. Well, you know, this is the Canada. Is this the Canada we want? Canada will be fragmented. It's going to be fragmented. There's not going to be any union. There's not going to be any, you know, those of us who've been able to travel across this country to see this country's magnificence, what God created, will probably be the last people to have ever do this, because eventually we're going to see this country torn to shit because everybody's sitting on their ass listening to some prophet that's in their television, an artificial intelligence telling them what to believe, what to fear, the boogeyman that doesn't exist. If you just turn that damn thing off, guess what? AI would have less control over you. Artificial intelligence can now activate genes. Can you imagine that? Imagine that. And now you sit in front of that idiot box, it's now activating all kinds of neurons into your body. Imagine that. Time to shut that thing off, throw it away, get it out of your house. I also got on here tonight a testimony of a targeted individual. She was on Yanni's program. Name's Nicola. She said that at the end of her video. So you can go listen to what her challenges have been in this and what they are. I don't like using the word path or guide or whatever. I look at these things as challenges. I don't believe they're, you know, they come. Life has its challenges, and we are all faced with them in some form or another. Those who have been targeted Those have been affected with artificial intelligence in some form or fashion, have nanoconstructs appearing in their bodies. You are just the beginning of, you're the tip of the iceberg that it will, you'll see more and more of this manifest as time goes on. Anyway, she talks about her challenges that she's endured, things that she has had faced, things she has lost, and her perspective on the whole thing. So when you get a chance, go check it out as well. And I expect more and more people are going to give testament of their exposure to artificial intelligence's programs, nano programming, nano salts, constructs, and so forth. A lot are already contacting me because they're being targeted with frequencies and what they can do to minimize the assault. I always direct people to the BitChute channel because the BitChute channel that I have has a lot of the technical stuff to it, so that if you build some of these things, you may find that they may have a sound effect in protecting you. Things to check out on your own. Anyway, on the site itself, there are people that are already active fighting in this battle to save mankind on some level, to warn mankind on some level, and to offer hope to mankind on some level. So if you see any of the people on the site, Yanni, Sherry at Three Hearts Church, Brian 396, Shai in Israel, Energy in out in the West Coast, myself, feel free to help them any way you can financially, and if you can't help them financially, as a result, share the information. Share everything you can to help, again, get the word out. We need to wake up. We need to wake up badly. And we need to get active, not sitting in a pew, not sitting in some fellowship, not sitting in some temple, not sitting in some, you know, synagogue. We need people to get active. Faith without works is dead. Period. Any ass can sit in a church, synagogue, or a pew and say, "Oh God, oh God, oh God." That's great and wonderful. Now it's time to pick up your cross, literally, or pick up your responsibility, or pick up and get involved. Because without everybody's involvement, this becomes an extremely difficult battle when you only have a handful of people fighting and the rest are being entertained by the battle. It's like watching a boxing match. You guys are in the ring slugging it out, pounding the piss out of each other. Everyone's sitting at the edge of the rope or edge of their seat, and they're swinging their arms and they're going, "Yeah, hit him, hit him, hit him," and that guy. Well, that entertainment we needs to be curtailed. Get involved. Get involved some way, somehow, but get involved. You know, challenge the status quo. Sue the political realm. Whatever you can do, inform people, make people aware. They don't want to hear it, don't worry about it. Just speak your mind. If they don't want it, it's up to them anyway to accept or reject. Just tell it the way it is, how it is, and what it is, and let them figure out the rest. I also state near the end of these shows, if you haven't read the Gospels, please go do so. You've read everything else. You've seen everything else from research, papers, news articles, media, entertainment, porn, whatever. You read all that. Time to read this. Start with the New Testament, pick a chapter in the Gospels, and go from there. Don't worry about it if you can't get it right away. Just keep on practicing. Eventually, it will come. Just the way it goes. Alrighty. As I always say as well, by the grace of God, we are still here. Remember that. By the grace of God, we're still here. So while we're here, let's try to get something done, shall we? All right, till the next segment, to your health. Take care.